The high cost of gasoline and concern about national security are prompting many Americans to look into alternative fuels. And that's good news for American farmers who supply the raw ingredients for the biodiesel industry. The fuel made from vegetable oil is literally homegrown, less polluting than petroleum, but the price puts it out of reach for many consumers. State governments are coming up with ways to boost biodiesel, a development the fuels advocates say is good for everyone. Drivers who pull into Cropper Oil gas station in Berlin, Maryland, may be surprised to find one of the pumps labeled 100% soy biodiesel. James Warren, who owns the gas station in this small farming community, says a lot of customers ask him, what is this stuff?
And then that gives us the opportunity to tell them about it. And when we tell them about the Maryland Soybean Board rebate, they just eat that up, and then they start coming in, and they're a regular customer for us.
The rebate makes biodiesel more affordable. The plant-based fuel is about twice as expensive as regular diesel made from petroleum. The Soybean Board, funded by farmers around the state, reimburses drivers for about half of what they spend, up to $1,000 a year. So the fuel winds up costing a little less than diesel. Mr. Warren started selling biodiesel 2 years ago when his customers began asking for it. Now he says he's introducing other people to the product.
I feel good about it. I just love it. I mean, because it's good for the environment, and it's helping our farmers, and a lot of my business are farmers. So we're sold on it, that's for sure.
Any vehicle with a diesel engine can run on biodiesel. Most of the customers here mix it with regular diesel by pumping a little of this and a little of that. Any ratio can be used. But the maximum environmental benefits flow when biodiesel makes up at least 20% of the mixture. The fuel releases half the carbon monoxide and greenhouse gases as petroleum products, but biodiesel does increase nitrogen air pollution by about 10%. Ron Cassio fills up at this pump regularly. He speaks of biodiesel in almost reverential tones. Mr. Cassio, a building developer, has been using it for so long he's reached the $1,000 rebate limit, so he's paying full price at the pump. But he says he's decided to get off petroleum for good and now uses 100% biodiesel.
It's not cost-effective at all to my pocket. But my belief is that we are nowhere near paying the true and full cost of petroleum use. If we paid the full and true cost of petroleum use from extraction to transportation to cleaning up the spills to defense and put that price on the pump, biodiesel wins.
The American biodiesel industry began in the Midwest in the 1980s. Farm cooperatives were crushing soybeans to make livestock feed, but they didn't know what to do with the other half of the product, the oil, so they started converting it to biodiesel. Farmers in Maryland and Virginia grow soybeans and are anxious to cash in on the additional market. Biodiesel refineries are now springing up along the East Coast. Industry officials expect production and sales to take off once a new federal tax break goes into effect this year. I'm Lisa Nurnberger in Berlin, Maryland.